May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1134. Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly Dove, with light and comfort from above, our waiting soul set free, be Thou our guardian, Thou our guide, our every thought and step preside, and draw us after Thee. 1134.
the Lord help us in reading together from the most holy word of God. A portion which will be found in the first epistle general of Peter. And it will be chapter 2, the second chapter of the first epistle general of Peter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing he may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honour all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honour the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant now that needed help in prayer. O most merciful, kind and gracious Almighty Lord God, O thou hast borne with us a company of poor sinners gathered together again this evening, having lengthened out our time here upon the earth even to this evening hour. And 'tis of thy mercy we're not consumed, for thy compassions fail not. Unworthy as we are. But oh, may we have entered into thy courts even this night with our living desire, feeling our need as sinners. Oh, our need as sinners, give me Christ or else I die. Oh, if it could please thee. Oh, that might be that view by faith of a precious Christ, to do our souls good, to lift us up, to send us on our way rejoicing. O Lord, it seems just but a few more hours, and if we're spared, we return again to the things of time. Return again to the labouring for the meat which perisheth. We return again to those carking cares. But, O Lord, if it could please thee. Oh, it might be at this evening hour. We might all see none other save Jesus only in our midst, to lose sight of this man. Oh, to lose sight of the man and to see thee. Oh, is it the desire of one or another? To whom else can we go? So we've entered into thy court again. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, with that true hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. Oh, Lord, thou knowest that. Oh, how the time in the house of God seems to be so short compared to the time we spend in worldly things, in earthly things. And oh, how we find even this day how quickly the hours have passed by. And we realize we're fast hastening on to an ever-ending eternity. And oh, how tremendous that sound is to us. tremendous sound to a sinner doomed to die. But oh, trust her. Oh, we've known those times when we feel that the Lord has been gracious and merciful unto us. And that we can say at times we can hold the things here with a loose hand. There have been those times when we can say, we have no continuing city here, but we seek that which is to come. Oh, may we come with that prayer. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy spirit must a work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, to be clothed in thy righteousness in that day, when, oh, there is that day appointed unto each one, time to be born and a time to die. And oh, some of us, we've been brought to feel how fast those days, the days of our lives have hastened on. And some of us have been brought to feel, oh, how many more days. But oh, to be prepared for that day. To be found clothed in thy righteousness. Oh, take anything off that we have our own. Strip it from us, O Lord. May we be found, oh, then in that day, clothed with that robe which thou hast wrought, thy righteousness, that in that day, oh, wonder of wonders, redeeming love, we may be seen in that day without a shadow of a spot, neither a spot nor a shadow of a spot upon our soul to be found or to be seen. The wonder of the redeeming love. Oh, do then lift us up out of the miry clay and set our hearts, oh, lift us up out of the miry clay and may be found on the rock Christ Jesus. Lift our hearts above, to that place where we may view thee. To view thee in thy sufferings in the garden. To view thee upon the cross. To view the habit or precious knowledge of it by faith, that precious blood which flowed forth. The blood and the water that flowed forth be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. But oh, to have that view by faith. Lord, we need reality. Divine reality. We want more than notion. Something must be known and felt. Oh, we cannot die on notion. We cannot die with a form. But oh, to be bound up in Christ. Bound up in Christ. Upon Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground will be but sinking sand. O Lord, do remember then each that's found here, even now, from the youngest to the oldest. Remember the little, the young ones that gathered with us in the middle part of the afternoon. Oh, there might be that wrought in each one's heart. Oh, how solemn. Oh, if we are like the five foolish virgins. We may have all entered into the house, into the courts of the Lord. That outward appearance upon us, but oh, thou lookest upon the heart. Oh, make us each right, O Lord. And keep us right. Make us right and keep us right. But oh, we cannot do these things of ourselves. It is by thy power and thy power alone. O Lord, do then remember then each one. Leave none to all be found wanting at last. Oneself also, all we need again and again. Oh, to see and to view thee, and to have those tokens for good of thy special love, that eternal love. Oh, again and again. O Lord, leave us not then to undertake for us each one, Lord. But the work is thine, the power is thine. And oh, do we not tremble also? We also read in thy word, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Electing, may be found amongst the whole election of God, or may we be found in that day, our names found recorded there in the Lamb's of Goliath. Oh, it is a solemn thing. Or to brought to the end of our days and to the judgment seat of God. Depart from me, for I never knew you. O Lord, remember us then, we plead. O Lord, remember us in mercy. And grant that help then this night, as we will gather round thy word. O favour one, we may have been able to speak. Lord, how can we speak unless thou dost pour in that oil of grace? We're an empty vessel. In love ourselves, we're empty. But pour in that we may pour out. Lord, that it will do a poor sinner good this night. And oh Lord, as we look upon those round about the place here, this corner of thy vineyard, are there not also none of thy dead elect in and around these parts? They shall yet have to come in with that aching void that the world cannot fill. They shall yet have to come in seeking, Christ alone. Not looking for the outward adornments which, men may seek and look for in some places. But, that desire, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, thou knowest where thy dead elect are in and around these parts. And, as we venture to one place and another, we see many empty pews. May it please thee yet to a reviving in our day. Maybe yet, turning once again in this land and nation, turning once again unto thee. Once favoured. But now we have turned thee the back and not the face. We deserve thy just judgments as a land and nation. But turn us once again and we shall be turned. Put forth thy hand, O Lord, and touch the hearts of men. And can we not say it was that almighty power that broke our hard hearts? No heart is too hard for thee. Touch hard hearts, Lord. Break them. Take out that heart of stone and give a heart of flesh. Lord, do remember us then, we plead, as a land and nation. We've sinned against light and knowledge. We have. And we see thy just judgments abroad in the earth. And when we see those things which thou hast permitted to take place, and none can stay thy hand or say, what doest thou? But they've sinned no more than us. We've sinned against light and knowledge. But, oh, in mercy, thou hast remembered us. O Lord, do hear then, even this night, the cries of the remnant, those that sigh and cry unto thee daily for the abominations done in the land. Oh, if it could please thee, work mightily in the hearts of our leaders. Touch their hard hearts, Lord. We're exhorted to pray for those that have the authority over us. We often know not how to pray. But, oh, none is too hard for thee. And, oh, may we yet see then that wrought in our day. Oh, we tremble at what we see that takes place in the land. We tremble. But, oh, do bow down and hear those cries of the remnant, those that sigh and cry unto thee daily for those abominations done in the land. Oh, Lord, do then remember, once again we would plead, remember us as a land and nation. Turn us once again and we shall be turned. In wrath, remember us in mercy. Lord, remember, O Lord, the churches, amongst our little denomination and those places where thy word is faithfully preached. O Lord, we live in dark and difficult days. And, oh, there will be those that rise up to take away our liberties. But, oh, maintain them unto us, O Lord. To uphold those and grant them strength, those that stand up and speak out, oh, not fearing the frowns of man nor courting their smiles. But, oh, they stand up and speak that which they believe to be right. And, oh, not fearing man, but seeking to do that which is pleasing in thy sight. Lord, remember such. But, oh, Lord, as we are brought now to this evening hour, and we are favoured to be found in thy courts, oh, only thou canst do us good. Do make one with us now, Lord, we plead. Oh, mouth, matter, and wisdom unto one, the hearts of understanding unto us each. O Lord, may it please thee. We are unworthy. We are unworthy of the least of thy mercies. But, oh, if it could please thee. Oh, we might hear those words. Come and dine. Oh, if it could please thee. Draw one or another into the banqueting house where they may see thy banner over them is love. But, oh, if we have but a crumb, we feel more like that woman that said of a truth, Lord, but the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. We feel more like that, no more than the dog under the table. But, oh, there, she could speak in that way, but of a truth, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And, oh, if we have a crumb that falls from our master's table this night, oh, we shall go on our way rejoicing over what the Lord has done. Lord, remember then each, from the youngest here to the oldest, and all that concerns them. But, oh, lift us above all those earth's inferior things now, Lord, we plead. We seek all these things, pleading for the pardon of every sin, and all we've asked amiss. Amen.
Hymn 303. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. 303.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. Venturing to go back to the same few words we had this morning from John's Gospel, chapter 21 and the 16th verse. Oh, that very searching question. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Oh, that hymn that we had just now, that, oh, can we not say in all that's whatever we're found in the courts of the law this evening hour, those are wrought upon and been wrought upon by the Spirit. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. Perhaps it can't come any further than that. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. What do we have in the last hymn that we had this morning? Oh, that prayerful desire there. Breathing after the love, after love to Christ, the heading of the hymn. Is it a point you long to know? Thou, O Christ, art all I want. Longing to know divine reality. Longing to know, as we said in prayer, we pleaded in prayer, and it must be so, we want more than notion. Oh, we cannot die upon notion. We cannot die upon our upbringing. We must have that which is known and felt. And we cannot work that in our own hearts. I can't work it in mine. But oh, is it not so? And cannot some of us testify as being so, draw me, and we will run after thee. But by nature, by very birth, we see no beauty in this, in Christ, that we should desire him. By our very birth, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? We do not realize, oh, we do not know really what sin is until the Blessed Spirit begins that work. And we're brought under the law. Brought under the law to tremble there at the smokings and the thunderings of Mount Sinai. Oh, cannot some of us have been brought there? Brought there. I believe each one of the Lord's people, there'll be a time when they're brought there. Brought under the law. And is it not the law that is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ? But until we're brought and see our need as sinners, we desire not a precious Christ. We have no need. Even the high-minded Pharisee, he had no need. He is righteous in his own eyes. Perhaps like oneself, we felt we were perhaps like that at one time. It was so. Come not nigh me, I am holier than thou. But oh, when the law begins, oh, when the law work begins in the heart, when that is revealed that's in our heart by nature, oh, it may have been brought up under the sound of the gospel, and it's a blessing and favour in that to be kept to the house of God, to his people and to his ways. Oneself, it was so, brought up under the sound of the gospel. But oh, when by the Spirit that light is shone into our heart and we see what's there, there's much. Much that makes us tremble. Self much to make me tremble it was. And how, oh, even those things have been shown to me even in the past, since even put on that open profession. Oh. And then Satan turns the accuser of the brethren. Stirs up some old sin in your heart or mine. And says, oh, look at you, are you a child of God? We're brought to this point, 'tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Now don't look upon me as thinking it. These things never come into my mind. Don't look upon the ones that stand in the pulpit there. We're men of like passions. Oh, if you knew what was revealed in my heart. Oh, I believe that perhaps in that way some would want no more to do with me. Oh, but it brings us to this point, do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? Why this dull, this lifeless frame? Hardly sure can they be worse who have never heard his name. Oh, we said the high-minded Pharisee, the dead professor. I don't believe they know anything of this, the language, the experimental language we have in some of our hymns, and the experimental language we have in the Psalms. The experimental language we have in the Psalms. We try to speak to the young people, and there are those psalms that we have many on record that David, under the Spirit's influence, wrote. Oh, have you been brought there to the language of some of the psalms, the psalms written by the psalmists? Oh, what a mercy it is. Said the dead professor and the high-minded Pharisee, they have no need of these things. I'm not like unto other men. There was that prayer of that one, but all one smote upon his breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But that one, he thanked God, he was not like unto other men. Or this other one, I can't quite quote that right, but you know the portion. But the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need. And so it will be. That you will feel yourself to be the foulest sinner out of hell if by the light of the Spirit is shone into your heart. What is revealed there. And sin becomes more sinful to us. I trust it so and I've felt it so. But it still brings us back to this point. I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Lovest thou me? Oh, is that him right at dear Newton? Oh, did he not know these things in his own heart also? Could my heart so hard remain, prayer a task and burden prove, every trifle give me pain, if I knew a Saviour's love? When I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin, can I deem myself a child? Am I his or am I not? Lovest thou me? But oh, as that hymn goes on, and that verse 8, Lord, decide the doubtful case, thou who art thy people's son, shine upon thy work of grace, if it be indeed begun. Lovest thou me? Let me love thee more and more. If I love at all, I pray. And all this, either one or another brought into this, if I have not loved before, help me to begin today. Oh, I felt in my own heart how searching that question was unto Simon Peter. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? That portion we read, oh, is there not something there that lifts us up a little bit? We can say, oh, thou knowest that I love thee. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, have we tasted that the Lord is gracious in our little lives here below? Or have been those longing, living desires and longings after Christ and his righteousness? Or is it not there that the living soul cries out for the living God? It's not content as this dead professor, that dead Pharisee and the dead professor. We spoke in prayer and we, oh, give me Christ or else I die. We're fast hastening on. A never-ending eternity is before us. But oh, if we've... Oh, does it not give a little hope in his mercy if we've had a taste? We've tasted something of this precious gospel we have on record, left on record. Has it not been something when we've been found in the courts of the Lord? We've been brought low at his feet. Has it not been something? Oh, may the Blessed Spirit bring our remembrance. Bring it once again to your remembrance even this night. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, do we not read in the previous chapter? My mind went to, my eyes went to, and I felt I could have read both chapters, the first chapter and the second. Oh, does it not speak of this precious Christ there? The Lamb without blemish and without spot. The Lamb without blemish and without spot. we spoke in prayer, do we not? Is there not that desire then, that longing for that robe of Christ's righteousness? That will be the only thing it'll do in the day of judgment. Oneself standing here, I need it also. That robe of Christ's righteousness is in this Lamb, Christ, the Lamb of God, His precious blood. Oh, if we have a hope in His mercy, if there's been a little raised up faith in exercise, raised up hope in His mercy, do we not read? I looked it up earlier again, and it comes. Oh, if that little hope is an exercise, is it not because of this? Yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. Or if there's those real desires, those living desires, it's not because of your old flesh. That won't produce it at all. There's that desire in your heart after Christ and His righteousness. Give me Christ or else I die. We come back to that again. If that is the desire of your heart, that of your soul, that is not of the flesh. The flesh won't work that in you. As we said, by nature we see no beauty in this Lamb of God. This spotless Lamb, we see no beauty in Him that we should desire Him. Yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And it's that eternal love that was set upon His people. And if that love is set upon you and I, it will be from eternity to all eternity. You read that 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Behold, I'll bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child and her that travaileth with child together, great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. Groanings, the fallings of a tear. Lord God in heaven, He sees in heaven His dwelling place, even these fallings of a tear, the groanings, the burden of a sigh. When none other is nigh, when we've entered into the closet and shut the door about us, we will not want to be seen of men. But He hears in heaven His dwelling place. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Believe, such a one may be trembling at His word this day. There will be that time of rejoicing. Weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine, for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden. They shall not sorrow any more at all. Come and dine. We spoke, refer back to that earlier this morning. Oh, as the disciples, those that entered into that ship, they laboured, caught nothing. Nothing in themselves. Did they not go in their own strength then that night? But oh, it's like that dear woman that had that issue. She spent all that she had and rather grew worse. And so it will be with you. And I trust it's been with oneself, but often we feel we've returned to our sad place. But there will be that time. And that dear one, poor seeking soul, you'll be led into the banqueting house where his banner over you is love. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. We've ventured on a little bit then. Have not some of us tasted that he is gracious? We've been able to, by living faith, some of us have been brought to the table around the ordinances there, or brought through the ordinance of believers' baptism, brought there to the table. But how often we feel to tremble there, unworthy as we feel to be, but can we not say that being that feasting upon Christ, feasting upon this one, feasting by faith upon his broken body and his precious blood. Not just in those outward signs there, but can we not say we felt it within? Led into his banqueting house, where his banner over us is love. A little encouragement to one or another may comes to mind in this way, but was that in my heart, wrought there by the Spirit, quickened into life, but couldn't seem to come very far. Couldn't seem to come very far. And that hymn, "My God, my Father, blissful name, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine." There was that wrought in my heart, that longing, that watching and waiting, daily at his gates, at the post of his doors. Longing for that word as we spoke it just now. I've loved thee with everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. We can't take these things to ourselves, but there was that longing. We saw those sit down at the table. We felt at times we were really out of the secret, there was no hope. Our pastor then, Mr. Seymour, then he used to at times say, when we observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Or was it not where that one obeyed those various ones to come to that feast and they all made that excuse? They all made an excuse. They've got to go and do this or prove that or go and see this that they've bought. There's our command given to go out into the highways and the byways. The command to come in all those, the lame, the blind, the halt, the poor and the needy. Poor and the needy. They were commanded to come in. Oh, how it gave me a little hope. There yet is room. There yet is room. Oh, there might have been that encouragement in this to one or another in this night. Satan tempting you that there is, oh, no hope. We have one come. I can remember years ago when I knew not quite how to speak to him, but I tried to speak. He came and knocked on our door. He was a Roman. And how he spake in this way, troubled, distressed. I believe he had spoken, the Jehovah's Witnesses, as we call them, had spoken to him, and he's led to believe that there was that number, that he was outside of that number. I think he quoted 144,000, and he felt he was not amongst that number. There was no hope for him. But oh, it's a number that no man can number, I told him. Man couldn't put a number on that number. Number that no man can number. We tried to speak in that way to give him a little encouragement to see God. That it was not of man. Not of man. It was the Spirit's work that should be. Oh, if the Spirit had begun that work, there would be a continuation of it. Whether man said there was no more room left, as it were, or otherwise, if the Spirit had begun that work in his heart, a living work, a saving work, there yet is room. And oh, blessed be his holy name oneself. Oh, we're brought to that time when we could say, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. I said in my case, it then led on. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. And so if the Lord has commanded or put a commandment or a word into your heart, has that been wrought in your soul by the Spirit? There will be that seeking to do that which pleases him. Those commandments. I can't see the word that I had in mind earlier. If ye keep my commandments, oh, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. To walk in his ways. To walk in his ways. Lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And so oneself we're brought into this pathway. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Oh, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. I said again, on the past week, there these words dropped in, and I needed it. Lovest thou me? And so it stirred up in my heart even this morning. Stirred up in my heart. Oh, how easy our flesh can turn aside. Such would mine have done so also. Ready to take an excuse and turn aside. But we have to walk in his commands and do as he pleases and bids us to do. His commandments are not grievous. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Now this great love wherewith he first loved us. It was wrought out in Christ. This lamb, precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, as we said, that is what we want by the Spirit sealed upon our heart. The Israelites of old, there they had to, oh, that night they put upon the doorposts and the lintels of their homes, sprinkled that blood with the hyssop. And the avenging angel flew over. There's no death in those households. And oh, do we not want that precious blood by faith sprinkled upon the doorposts and the lintels of our hearts, my heart? Oh, we're not without spot. But this precious lamb was without spot. As we said, oh, we're fast hastening on to a never-ending eternity. But oh, to be found in that day clothed in his righteousness. Clothe that robe of his righteousness. In that day we shall be seen as Christ, sinless, no spot, no shadow of a spot. Now oftentimes we feel there are many spots upon us. Oftentimes we feel more than the shadows of a spot. Oh, we feel at times, oh, the rising up of indwelling sin. The old nature, the old man within us. As we said this morning, I believe it was, O wretched man that I am, the apostle cried out in that way. We had to go again, looking unto Jesus. Looking alone unto Jesus, the author and finisher. Oh, if he's the author of it, he'll be the finisher of it. But looking alone unto Jesus. To whom else can we go? If you're looking to yourself, pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Looking alone unto Jesus. Oh, we'll read those few verses at the end of that chapter. Do they not... speak of a precious Christ and his sufferings. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Oh, following his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Made sin for his people, he who knew no sin. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, a man that is my equal. That sword of divine justice. Oh, if we're not bound up in Christ, if we're not found in Christ in that day, clothed in his righteousness, we will have to bear that sword of divine justice. But awake, O sword, against my shepherd, a man that is my equal. It was for his people. All that the Father giveth unto me shall come unto me. Not one shall be lost or cast out. It's precious Christ. Oh, that dear Son of God, the eternal Son of God, whoever was with the Father. When we think upon it, he took upon himself and a body and nature like unto our own, but without sin. He laid his glory by. Came down to this earth to be a man and die, but when he was here upon the earth, he was found eating with publicans and sinners. Eating with publicans and sinners, come and dine. Not ashamed to call them brethren. Lovest thou me? When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. He saith unto him, he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Oh, it might each be brought to that time where with a little sweet assurance of faith raised up in our hearts concerning our never dying souls, being able to say also with Simon Peter, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Leave it there. May the Lord bless that which is truly of him and forgive all that's been said amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett, and Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday evening. and Mr. Raymond Woodham's, God willing, next Lord's Day. Let us now close with hymn 138. Jesus, I love thy charming name, 'tis music in my ear. Fain would I sound it out so loud that earth and heaven might hear. 138.
Dear Lord, now as we're brought to the close of the services here, and now some would be found gathered round thy table, and O Lord, we would seek thy presence in this and favour us there, but oh, as thou hast helped us each thus far this day and brought us thus far in our lives, oh, there may be then as one or another even leave now, or there may be that which is truly done and brought by the Spirit in their soul, that which is of life unto life. Oh, may it please even this day that thou wouldest, oh, not send empty away, Lord, thou knowest. And oh, now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.